Congo-born, South African-raised musical hybrid Raheem Pagoda, better known as Level, is the hip-hop all-rounder to follow. Level's musical storytelling ability reflects his love for all genres. He aligns his artistry with a positive outlook and ambition to be more than only a musician, but to also be an influential artist and businessman. As an up-and-coming artist, Level is grind-focused and hopes to make waves on all the creative platforms he can reach. Level attributes his love for music and creative expression to his favorite artists like Papa Wemba and Burna Boy, who sparked an emotional shift in his life. Level's current endeavors include completing his EP and building his own musician branding and communications company, Level Music. All of this while filling up venues across the world. Can you please tell us more about who Level is?
Level is a king, he's a warrior, and I'm 28 years old.
Have you always wanted a career in the music industry?
100%, I always wanted a career in music.
Level, what would you say was the one thing that had interested you into doing music?
What was the thing? My late mother. My music career is a tribute to my late mom. She was the person who really introduced me to music.
What are some of the artists you look up to, and why do you look up to them?
I look up to Burna Boy, shout out, respect. I look up to Davido, shout out, respect. I look up to Mario Makeba, Brenda Fassie, and Yvonne Chaka Chaka, all that. Yeah, those are the people I look up to.
Now, I know you have shared the stage with musicians like Musiswa. Can you please tell us more about your experience on that?
Yeah, man. I had a fantastic time with Musiswa. Her personality is incredible. She just moved well on stage. We had a great, brilliant moment together. I killed it that night.
How did the stage name Level come about?
Level is a person that always sees himself on top of each and everything. You know, it's also is to do with what I've been through in life, my life experience, what I faced, and what how I overcame all those. You know, so yeah, man, I'm an eagle. Yeah.
Now, we know that getting into anything, being an industry or anything at all, there are some challenges you have to face. What would you say were your challenges that you had to face starting in the music industry?
Just finding myself, I guess. Finding who I am, really. Finding my voice. Finding what works for me. And also, being able to just be free and be myself, as I said. You know, and it was a challenge, but now I'm there now. Yeah, I'm able to see where I'm going.
We are just to play your song, Dream Girl. Can you please tell us the story behind that song?
Yeah, that song, I wrote that song when I was in Congo. When I took a tour, I haven't been home for over more than 20 years. You know, because it was crazy. So I fell in love with this girl. Her name is Tennessee, and the love that she have towards me, and her intelligence and all that really shook my head and all that, you know. And I always wanted a very well-mannered, beautiful girlfriend like her. And also very intellectual, all that. Yeah, so I felt like I just wanted to tell her my story of my dream girl. How, you know, this story. Yeah, man, just it's a story, man. It's a story. It's a beautiful story. Falling in love with a woman and taking her to an island where just there's only two of you guys having a good time, you know. Dancing, that beautiful holiday.
Now, Level, before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, yeah, 100%. I'm working on my new mixtape. That's coming out very soon. I'm not gonna give you the date. I want you guys to follow me and listen to me, and yeah, we'll all achieve it together. But I'll surprise you guys. I've recorded already 3 tracks, so going to record a few to add on the mixtape. Yeah, that's what's coming up, man. Yeah.